broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Welcome into the clubhouse. This is King Kamehameha Day, and the floral parade begins on King Street, fronting Iolani Palace, goes down Punch Bowl, makes a left, Ala Moana Boulevard, Kalakaua heading that way, finishing Montserrat at Kapiolani Park. And yes, they're going to shut down the roads as the parade progresses. Downtown street closures, they start at 7:30, so just about 30 minutes from now. If you're out and about trying to get things accomplished, you'll want to stay away from the Makai side of Honolulu. So welcome into the clubhouse. And we're on the radio. We're also streaming live around the world. And aloha from Hawaii, if you're listening. We're also podcast at radiogolfclub.com. That's where you get the live stream, too. So Mark Rolfing's going to join us. Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master. Karen Palacios Jensen will be with us. Michael Patrick Shields. And calling in from Italy, Alberto Genovese will be checking in, too. Of course, you know, in about a year, we're going to have a little over a year. But it's time to get ready for Ryder Cup in Italy. It's going to be one of those sunny days on the leeward side, maybe a few sprinkles. On the windward side, isolated showers. And the high today, about 88 degrees. Put on a lot of sunscreen. The UV index is like 12. And the trade's 15 to 25 miles per hour. Want to say howdy to James Jika Group. They're over at Poipu Bay this morning playing. And the American Fidelity Group is playing as well. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And we're going to give away two rounds of golf. It's Father's Day coming up real soon, like next week. So we want to get ready. So you can win them and you can give them to dad, or you can give them to somebody that you consider dad. Okay, that's what we're going to do for you. But first, we're going to get into golf. Mark Rolfing, NBC Golf Channel analyst and proud member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, with us next. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii. It's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood water, broken pipe cleanup, call 24-7, licensed contractors too. Raynor Garage Doors, steel, aluminum, and wood. Ready to hang or custom made, sales and service, that's Raynor Doors. Aloha Power Equipment's new mega store is now open across from Costco Ibile. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment's Waipahu store, and now in Ibile. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel, NBC Sports, a member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, and contributor to the book called The Dad's Advice Project. So the U.S. Open is next week. The Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. Let's take it back to 1913. Let's bring Mark Rolfing in. Mark, welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Danielle, and happy King Kamehameha Day to everybody out there. Wow, 2013 was the 100-year anniversary of that. I'm pretty old, but I wasn't actually there at that one all the way back.
That's when Francis we met. Was, you know, at the golf country club. You mean you weren't there? I so sorry, I made a mistake there. No, but the club, the country club, has seen three U.S. Opens, many USGA events, and the USGA, from what I understand, was a founding club. And in 2007, Gil Hans was also called in to develop a master plan. We're having some technical difficulties. Did we lose Mark? Oh, we've lost Mark. Oh, darn. Okay, we're going to have to get back in touch with Mark. Just to give you a little bit of background on the country club, in 2007, Gil Hance was called to develop a master plan to reshape and renovate the layout, but of course to restore the original design principles. And it's just going to be interesting to see how things shake out. And this is where it's really important to have Mark on the line with us right now, because the USGA has made it quite plain that if you've qualified your way into the U.S. Open field, you will get to play, regardless of your decision with LIV Golf. So, Mark, that means Phil Mickelson can play, or Dustin Johnson can play. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's interesting. I go up to Boston tomorrow night from Connecticut, where I am with Golf Channel this week. And my first show on live from the U.S. Open, Danielle, starts at 12:30 on Monday. And at 1 o'clock is Phil Mickelson's press interview at the U.S. Open. And I believe that's going to be fascinating. I think it's going to be confrontational. I think we're really going to find out a lot. And if you remember, those Boston golf fans back in 1999 at the Ryder Cup weren't particularly friendly to some of the players, particularly from the European side of the Ryder Cup. It's going to be an intriguing week. It's going to be a fascinating week, I think.
Yes, indeed. That reminds me that Alan Shipnuck was unceremoniously asked to leave the presser that included Phil Mickelson. I think he said something to the effect of two large no-neck guys, one on each side, escorted him away because Phil didn't want to have any interchange with Alan. I can't.
And I don't know if you saw the picture or not, but Greg Norman, the commissioner of LIV Golf, was watching that whole thing come down. There have been a number of things that have happened like that in London this week. That's not a golf tournament going on there, Danielle. It's a play for greed exhibition, basically. And so much of what they've done, to me, is really embarrassing for the game, particularly at the highest level.
Yeah, it was interesting to see people comment that the pace is so much quicker. You're seeing more golf. And I'm thinking, well, of course, there are no commercials. You know,
right, yeah. If you gave us that chance where we could do a U.S. Open this week, with no commercials, or do live from the U.S. Open, it'd be a completely different thing. But as much as that sounds really good, nobody's watching. You take a look at the LIV Golf YouTube audience, they had 93,000 viewers on their opening day, which was Thursday. That was not even a quarter of what was watching the Canadian Open on Golf Channel, not even 25%. And that number was cut in half yesterday in the second round. They had half as many. So as much as they may be saying, oh, this is really working, the fans are loving it, all you have to do is just take a look at the numbers, take a look at the amount of fans that are out there. It's not at all what they're pretending it is.
Okay, let's go back to the U.S. Open or the majors, because Dustin Johnson says he's not playing PGA Tour. He's playing all of the LIV Golf events and the majors. But you don't earn points. Don't you have to earn points to be able to play in the major championships?
Yeah, you do. But, that certainly Dustin is going to say that right now, and he has made his decision. I think the U.S. Open was in a really tough spot. First of all, it was within only a couple of weeks of the U.S. Open, so they haven't had time to really prepare. To me, there's two key events here that we need to look at. The biggest one is going to be the Masters. I truly believe there will be a decision made by Augusta National to not allow the players who are participating in LIV Golf to play in the Masters. That would be huge. For the sake of the PGA Tour, I wish the Masters would announce that right now. The other event, frankly, is the Ryder Cup that you were talking about at the opening of your show. The Ryder Cup in Italy is going to be just an absolute shell of what we know the Ryder Cup as. I think it could be potentially a total disaster because the entire European team, or most of it, is going to be decimated. You're not going to see any of the captains that we know and associate with the Ryder Cup so much. You're not going to see Garcia. You're not going to see Westwood. You're not going to see Poulter. You're not going to see any of that. So what is that going to leave the Ryder Cup with? And where is this all going to stop? I will tell you, Danielle, I'm more worried about the LPGA. right now than I am the PGA Tour. I think the LPGA is extremely vulnerable here.
Yeah, you know, and that was my next point, too, that they wouldn't comment on a story that Beth Ann Nichols did about, you know, the lack of funds women earn on the tours, and not the top 25% on the LPGA, but LET and the feeder tours like Epson Tour, they would, you know, jump at the opportunity to make no cut $250,000, you know, for the person in the middle, and goodness knows how much for the winner. You know, I mean, the numbers are staggering when it comes to.
I'm really surprised the LPGA isn't commenting. I wish they would. What we're now realizing, and what I think everybody underestimated a little bit, Danielle, was just how much money this public investment, Saudi Public Investment Fund, has. I don't believe there's any budget here. They're saying it's $2 billion, but I have heard it's upwards of $100 billion over the next 10 years. And if you take a look at what happened, they rolled out a Brinks truck with $450 million. $450 million, they bought three players. They bought Dustin Johnson, and they bought Phil Mickelson, and they bought Bryson DeChambeau. And it worked. They got them. Everybody's got a price. We're starting to see that now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saudis basically are now looking at this and saying, hey, that worked. Let's roll that Brinks truck back up, load it up with some more money, and get some other young players off the PGA Tour, some up-and-coming stars, and do that. And I think that's where they're headed. But I also believe they could look at something like the LPGA and said, what if we gave the LPGA, you know, $10 billion or what, you know, over 10 years and totally bought that tour? It would be the end of the LPGA. And as this high-level structure of our game, as we know it, begins to crumble, I don't know where it would stop. Golf would become like the other sports leagues. This is very much like the NFL, where the players, the star players are paid. You know, they play on teams. It's not really the merit system. Golf has always been different. It's been a tax-exempt, charitable situation, and they can get volunteers to run tournaments and all that. All this would fall apart. And that's why the PGA Tour is in so much trouble here, Danielle, because they're going to have to spend money that would otherwise go to charity to start competing with the Saudis. Otherwise, they're going to start losing all these players.
And that's a tragedy because, you know, golf's in trouble. A lot of people don't understand the underpinnings. And then I hear, well, you know, when certain people broke off from the PGA of America and formed the PGA Tour, you know, it was said that they're going to lose their soul. So what's different?
Well, the difference is there was still a business model when they broke off. There is no business model for LIV Golf of any kind. It is going to continue to bleed money forever and ever. They're not going to get a network TV deal. No network could touch it because they couldn't sell any commercial time because the sponsors just would never touch it. But that really doesn't matter. That's what we're finding out, that they have so much money it doesn't matter. And if you take a look, The tournament that's nearest and dearest to my heart, Danielle, that I think is really in trouble now is the Century Tournament of Champions.
Yeah.
Just think about this. We're never going to see Dustin Johnson again. And what would happen if perhaps a couple of the young stars just, I don't have any reason to believe Cam Smith is going to jump, but what if the defending champion was suspended and couldn't defend? Or, you know, there's going to be more players that would potentially be in that field that are not going to be allowed to play. How can that be good for the game? And how could a sponsor continue to say, we're going to put $20 million a year into this and raise a whole lot of much-needed money for the charities on Maui when the whole thing is disintegrating? I'm really worried about that.
Yeah, I can see why. I mean, just the other day, folks over at Century and Sony, of course, the folks at Sony announced how much they had raised with the help of the Harry and Jeanette Weinberg Foundation and, of course, the help of all the spectators and the help of all the volunteers who make it possible for that money that's raised through the ticket sales to go straight to the charities, and not it had nothing to do with the purse. The purse is handled by the sponsors, whether it's Sony or Century. It's it is a conundrum, and here we have at this, we go back to the LPGA and the LET. The Asian Tour already gets a whole bunch of money. The LET is already playing in the Saudi realm, right? With a lot of Saudi money going into keeping that tour afloat. So they already have a foothold there. And when you talk about a business model, the business model would be everything from charity to financing the players' purses to everything. Just, but the from the Century, from the Saudi point of view, all they do is roll up a Brinks truck and dump the money out. So no one's got to make money to give the money. It's weird. And I almost don't feel like we're competing, because if you know you're walking away with $250,000 and there's no cut, doesn't matter what you do. In fact, it doesn't matter if you violate the rules. You know, Slugger White is now their lead rules official. One Oriental, one of the players didn't speak English, nor did his helpful caddy, and no one could communicate to them that they made a serious rules infraction by telling another person what club the competitor had pulled out of his bag. It's
laughable.
Yes.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Yes, exactly.
Right. There is so much money, you know, and it's not just going to the players, although think about this. Charles Schwartzel is about to win $5 million. Charles Schwartzel is not even a top 100 player in the world anymore. He hasn't won a tournament anywhere in forever. And there are going to be people that are going to look at that and say, wow, if Charles Schwartzel can go win a tournament and make $5 million for three rounds of golf, that's pretty good. But even all the other aspects of the game, you know, Jerry Foltz, who's one of the announcers, is a dear friend of mine. And, you know, like a lot of us in the business, everybody's been approached to become a part of this thing. And thankfully, most everybody's been able to say no at this point. Jerry said yes. And the numbers that I'm hearing, you know, are just unbelievable. Jerry has become an instant millionaire, I would imagine.
Yep.
But when I listen to him basically just shilling, you know, for the Saudi Golf League now, it really just makes my skin cringe. You know, to hear him say today after the announcement that Patrick Reed is going to join LIV Golf, for Jerry to say that Patrick Reed is loved by the fans. What? Patrick Reed is not loved by the fans. He is a polarizing player. He draws a lot of attention. But how you could ever say that he's loved by the fans? But that is now Jerry Foltz's job, you know, to basically talk about how great this LIV Golf idea is.
And which is everybody's job. It's, you're beholden to one entity. That one entity holds all the strings, all the power. And if you join up with them, you are now their shill. You have to say nothing but wonderful things. And of course, Phil Mickelson got into a lot of trouble when he was talking to Alan Shipnuck on, off, the record doesn't matter at this point, you know, saying that those are terrible people. Look what they do over there. But hey, we're going to take the money and run. Well, there really is no running.
Yeah, it's going to catch up to them. Look, one of the misconceptions and what Greg Norman keeps talking about and Phil Mickelson is that these players are free agents and they want to be able to let them go play wherever they want. And you know, that this is actually free agency at its finest, when in fact, what they are doing is not free agents at all. These players are now no longer free agents. They now work for a boss. They have somebody that owns them. They are effectively owned by the Saudi Public Investment Fund, who is taking the PGA Tour under siege. How anybody could possibly think that this is free agency at its finest. It is not at all. They are now owned.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that whole thing up, because when the guys join the PGA Tour, don't they sign a contract agreeing to the rules of the PGA Tour?
Well, of course you do. Anything that you do in an employment contract, or when you join a club, you have rules. There's all sorts of rules, you know, these things you can and can't do. These players clearly have broken the rules in the worst possible way you could, because they put their membership organization, the PGA Tour, in grave jeopardy here, in grave trouble, and they have done that. And the thing that I want to see is some of the supporters of the PGA Tour have been pretty local. I'm not exactly sure where Jay Monahan has been the last few days, but I would love to hear from Jay. We saw his letter suspending the players. I want to hear from him. Most importantly, though, I want to hear Rory McIlroy or Justin Thomas or the guys that are really defending the PGA Tour. I want somebody to get mad. I would love to see a fist fight at the U.S. Open next week. Everybody's kind of saying, well, you know, if these guys want to go do this, that's their decision. Fine. Good luck. No. You're ruining the PGA Tour. Don't do it, is what I think the message ought to be. And the public and the fans are going to listen to the commissioner to a certain extent, but who they're really going to listen to are the players. And even as grand a man as Jack Nicklaus, you know, who has kind of waffled a little bit and who obviously talked to the Saudi investment group and ended up shunning a great offer from them, but he's kind of said things like, well, good luck to him, I wish him well. No, we don't wish him well. We don't want this thing to work, because if it does work, it will break down golf as we know it. It will be a major detriment to the game at the highest level.
Mark Rolfing, golf analyst and golf commentator for Golf Channel and NBC Sports. Thanks so much for being on the show this morning.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. Coming back, Bill Greenleaf. Yes, he's been coaching for 62 years. Imagine that. PGA Master. We'll talk with him after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Ibilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Ibilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all.
Aloha.
Waipahu and now Ibilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate, or that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club radio show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates, and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's Rick at radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master. You know, we haven't had a conversation since, I think it was 2008. I was looking through all of my notes. Fortunately, I have a computer that stores those things. And after talking with Bill and reading what he's written, he really needs to write a book. You know, I have no idea. Bill Greenleaf, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi. Where you been all my life? So your love for the game started when you were two?
Yeah. I saw the sunlight sparkling on a golf ball, and it really fascinated me. And I can remember my dad would take a bench over to the ball washer, and that was my favorite thing to do, because I'd get those balls real clean and shiny. And we had those canteen ball washers. Any old-timers will remember that you could put about six balls in. And I can remember losing a golf ball in the ball washer when I was about two or three.
That is so. And then you taught yourself?
Yeah, I did. When I think back on it, what really was how I taught myself is I would, at the driving range, I'd watch people's ball flights. I always watched ball flights. I was fascinated. Well, you know, that once I started seeing that sparkle, you can see it when the ball's in the air, and I could see it curve or climb or bounce along the ground. And I just started imitating ball flights. And I didn't try to hit it perfect. I intuitively knew to try lots of different ball flights, which ultimately gave me a really good awareness of what I could do with a golf club.
You know, years ago, it was my stand that if you're going to go and spend 4 hours with friends on a golf course, it's got to be fun. I mean, you got to have a good time. And people would say, but golf's not fun. Golf is serious. It's golf. And I'm like, okay, but you know, if you're, you know, you can't beat yourself up all the time, but that's why I said, where have you been all my life? Your whole premise is about fun, having fun, learning the game. Tell us.
Well, you know, the word fun is in the word fundamental, the beginning of that word, and you know, fun, mental for the mind. So, you know, when you learn as a kid, when you learn golf, almost the same time you learn to walk and run and talk, then it kind of gets into your DNA, the playful nature of it. And so as a coach in 1986, I brought that playful nature forward into my coaching, and I left the mechanical world where we corrected faults, and I started learning how to coach the whole golf swing, and from feel, and not from writing a script ahead of time. And I think that's what I'd really like to talk about over time with you. And it's what I've seen allows people to be playful when they're learning.
Yes, you write, children dream about great things. Adults need to see being playful with learning as the great thing from golf. So we need to approach it with a childlike curiosity. But you know, by the time we're grown-ups, we're all grown up, we've got this talky talk going on inside our brains. You know, we can criticize. I can criticize myself while I'm talking to you about why I'm not being more fluid.
Yes. What a great segue. You know, to everybody wants to play in quiet. Everybody wants, you know, that's the game. Be quiet. And for shots, and it's really that inner quiet that comes from not criticizing yourself. Now, how do you do that? Here's a fun example. When I'm coaching someone and they hit a funny looking shot, you know, they hit a low slice, and they look at me kind of embarrassed. Everybody's kind of embarrassed when they hit a bad shot in a coaching situation. And I say, well, why don't you just hit that shot again? And they don't want to do it. They absolutely don't want to do it. And I say, well, if you aren't going to do it, I'll do it. And then I'll get up and hit that shot, make it look almost identical. That gets them laughing a little bit. And then I say, why don't you try it? Hit that funny-looking shot. And Danielle, almost 100% of the time, they'll hit the prettiest shot they hit all day. And it's a real eye-opener when you quit trying to do it right and you're willing to do something weird, your natural nature takes over. I mean, it's only a ball and a stick, 300 years ago, we were throwing things in trees to get our food. This is not hard for humans.
If we could only go all the way back. And it's possible. It's possible to ditch the, you know, the structured us, the one that has to come through no matter what, any situation, intact. And we have to say, okay, I'm going to approach this with childlike vision. Just be amazed at the whole process. When you continue here, more and more coaches are teaching from the sensations in each swing. Tour players call these feels. Tell us about how do we, you know, feels.
Yes. Well, here's an example. Oftentimes you hear someone say, I tried to hit it too hard. I got to swing easier. And those aren't feel concepts. We think they're feel concepts, but they're not, because they're not in present time. If you say you're doing something harder, that means, or too hard, that means you're comparing it to the past. If you say I'm going to swing easier, you're comparing it to something else that's happened before. So the system I came up with, and it works perfectly, is called gradients. So I put my hand on, I say, give me five, and they slap my hand. I say, now I'm on a 1 to 10 scale, 10 being hard, you know, a really forceful slap for you, and 1 a soft one. What number was that? And they might say 4, and I say, okay, show me a 2, and right away, boom, 2. Show me a 6, right away, boom, they hit it a little different. And what I'm teaching them is how to generate their own experience. And so then I teach them before the swing, ask yourself, what kind of energy do I want to put in this swing? And then listen to what number you hear, and then let that be your guide in this next swing, and be playful about it. Switch numbers. Find out what rhythm, what energy feels right for you in this moment. That's one of the ways I teach people how to become present to their own, what they're feeling when they're striking a golf ball.
So is power important in striking a golf ball?
Well, striking's like if you took an axe and hit something, you wouldn't just pull your arms and try to use your whole force. Striking is a very complex movement where you take something on the end of a rod, and if you just hit a board, I have a lot of times people hit a board just so they can feel what it's like to have the club bounce off of it. But yeah, power is something when you describe the way people hear all that conversation in their head and that self-talk, and they're trying to fight through it and hit a good shot, That really brings up their adrenaline and their fear. And so in the middle of the swing, when they get surprised by how scared they are that they're going to hit a bad shot, they really, a lot of energy comes out. So I wouldn't call that power. That's a misunderstanding of what they're feeling in that moment. It's fear.
Fear.
It's a reaction to fear. It's
yes.
A reaction to fear, for sure.
Right. And so in that fear, you're not feeling. No.
I ask people, do you learn from your experience? And everybody says, yes. Try that sometime. Ask somebody, do you learn from your experience? They'll say yes, quicker than you can imagine. And then I say, well, what if you're not paying attention? And they look at me for a second. I say, so, you know, if you're operating out of fear inside yourself, how can you pay attention to what you're feeling? We all know fear makes us blind.
Yes, absolutely. So, when I was thinking in my mind about the swing, there are places in the swing, as I'm thinking, where the power is, you come down in the swing and you shift the parts of your body to be your energy. You know, there's a downswing and then you come through, and there's the feels of how the body is going through that. Do you ask people, and I think I read that do you ask people to like relive what they've just done, to feel that swing that they just had?
Well, right. That's the tool children use. So I do invoke that. And so I teach people questions to ask themselves after the swing. So So instead of before the swing teaching them a script that they're going to act out to hit the next shot, I ask them to just, you know, we've been through the part where they tried to duplicate a funny looking shot. So they're pretty relaxed now, just hitting away. And I'll say to them, okay, hold your finish and ask yourself this question. And I'll go, did my club gain speed? And then they say, did my club gain speed? And I ask them not to answer it, just to let the experience wash back over them from asking that question. And then next question is, where did my club gain speed? And they let that experience just wash over them. And I'll even ask them to point to the area where they felt it. And it's everybody feels it just a little in the beginning. They even start to, they're not even sure they feel it. It's like an inkling. And then after repetition, so imagine after every shot, you ask yourself those questions, and it goes from feeling it just a little bit to a little more clear and a little more clear. Yeah, I can feel that speed coming. I can feel where it happened. And then eventually they start feeling it when they're doing it. So that's the process. First you wake up to it's happening, then you feel it a little more clearly after the swing, and then ultimately you feel it when it's happening. And that's when you can really strike the ground, the golf ball, whatever you want with real clarity.
That's wonderful. Connection. Yeah, because, you know, I know that I couldn't tell you how I felt because the fear takes over. The fear that I'm not going to hit the ball.
Much noise, isn't it, in your head?
Yes. Noise. And then if you asked me to describe what you were feeling, I don't even remember what I felt. You know, I was just trying to hit the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
And the times when I'm not thinking is when I came in contact with a golf ball with my driver, and it was so amazing. It's something I'll always go back to. The feel in my hand, the feel in the downswing, the feel in the contact, perfect contact, and then watching the ball rise into the sky and kind of go to the left a little bit. And I went, wow.
I'm right there with you.
That was amazing.
Yes, it's wonderful. I say golf's the game where the ball's at rest, so you get to watch your mind in motion.
Now here, this is something that blew me away, okay? And, you know, people say the fundamentals of golf, you know, one really important one would be how you hold the club. It's the grip. And you suggest find a YouTube and learn a grip. So what you're not saying that you got to use this grip, got to use that grip?
No. In my years of being a PGA member, started in 1972, I've learned that there's preferences and laws, and if all the great players are one way, that's a law. But we see a lot of different grips these days, so those are preferences. And I used to be just as strictly a classic grip person, but I've learned to adjust my coaching, and the student adjusts it themselves. They hold the club real strong, which is the tendency today. After a while, they learn how to rotate their body faster than their arms, and so the ball doesn't go left. It just happens naturally without me telling them.
Wow. We're getting some strange interference. It's like somebody's just taken over the radio station. So the bottom line is, if you're comfortable with this grip and it's acceptable, there are many different acceptable grips today. What would be an unacceptable grip?
Well, the place where people get in the most trouble with putting their hands on the club is what they put the club in front of their legs, pointing away from them, and then when they put their left hand on the club, they rotate their left hand under the shaft. And when they do that, their hand's in a completely unnatural position. So what I ask them to do is put the club across their body diagonally. So if it's a right-handed player, the head would be to the right of their feet, and the handle would come up over by their left hip. And in that manner, you can just put your left hand on top of the club. And I think that's the once that hand gets on there, what, no matter how much, how too strong or whatever, it's going to be okay. The two bones in your left arm, when your hands in its natural position are on top of each other, and when that lines up with the shaft, that's a pretty good grip.
Awesome.
Pretty good shot.
Awesome. You said you used Hogan's Fundamental Lessons book for your grip education. Would you recommend that?
I read that book when I was 11. And, that's an easy book to follow. Great pictures. The words, you feel like you're reading something out of science, but it's really, really a great book.
A great book. That's wonderful. Okay. This is balance. We're going through a couple of the facts, and we're talking with Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master. He's been coaching for 62 years, and he taught himself how to play. You told me a long time ago, it seems like it's been forever, that we talked, and I don't know why I haven't connected with you since then, that when you became a PGA Master, you had to do like a dissertation. That's when it was required.
Oh, that was, part of becoming a master professional was writing a thesis.
A thesis. Wow. And what was your thesis on?
Well, I didn't do one on teaching. I in the New York area, I started a magazine and made enough money that we could hire three extra staffers for our, for the Met section, for our PGA local section. So I wrote the article on how to produce and publish a section annual magazine. It was productive because then shortly after that, the PGA of America co-opted my ideas and really increased the production of their magazine and produced it for every section. So it worked out really good.
That's great. Okay, before we close for today, because you're going to be back on, I'd like to have you on at least once a month. Balance. Without balance, your motion will never come close to being repetitive. Where do I find balance?
So anytime someone loses their balance and catches themselves, they can't describe what they did. It happens so fast. And it's a system. It's just like breathing. You can't not breathe. And you can't not try to get balance if you're falling. So in the middle of the golf swing, if you're off balance, your body's going to try to move to balance, and that's going to affect your hands and arms and the clubs, and you're going to do something sudden. So how do you find balance? I ask people to point the club straight in the air and with their arms at their side, and lean left, and you'll feel the club lean left, tip. And if you lean right, you'll feel the club tip. You lean forward, you'll feel it tip. If you lean back. So when you find that place where it doesn't tip, left, right, front, or back, you are standing in balance. And then you just need to bend forward, put the club down, and get it over the ball without tipping, and you're good to go.
You're good to go.
And then that's good to go. Let me finish with that, too, today. Routine. If you do these things in a routine manner, your mind will be focused on the routine you're doing. And at the end of the routine, you just need to be disciplined to swing, whether it's a good or bad shot. Be playful. Just at the end of the routine, I'm going to swing, and I'm not going to be – I don't care what happens. And that way you'll start to quiet the fears. They won't have so much ability to dominate you. And you'll be practicing your routine, which – brings rhythm. When you do your routine over and over, it becomes rhythmic. And when your routine becomes rhythmic, your golf swing becomes rhythmic.
Awesome.
There you go.
Thank you. Bill Greenleaf, PGA Master. You're on Maui. Where are you teaching? You're still coaching, right?
Yes. Maui Lani.
Maui Lani.
My home away from home. Love Maui Lani.
Awesome.
It's in great shape. Man, is it playing good.
Okay.
And hard.
All right. I'm looking forward to, I did not receive the sketches yet, so I'm looking forward to getting those. Bill Greenleaf,
okay.
PGA Master, thank you for being on the show.
Great talking with you, Danielle. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Coming back, and we've got Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Would you put a beautiful new Rainer garage door on your home if you knew you would get all your money back in a few years?
Could I get the gorgeous aluminum and glass door?
Yes.
Could I get the hurricane rated door?
Certainly.
Could I even choose a brand new thin line door with a beautiful glass in each section?
Absolutely.
How can I get a door for free?
Statistically, every garage door recovers 95 to 100% of its purchase price when the homeowner sells the home. This means you can have a strong, quiet, beautiful Rainer door now and get every penny back when you sell.
Wow, I get to have the door today, and it's an investment that will pay me back when I sell the house.
Yes, and the best part is you get to enjoy it now.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's 808-732-8860, HawaiiDoor.com.
We've got something for Father's Day. I mentioned it at the top of the show. We're giving away two rounds of golf for Father's Day at Poipu Bay. And yes, you don't have to use them. We've got a year to use them, and you can give them as gifts. So be the ninth caller, 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle. Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Iwilei. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Iwilei parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Iwilei. Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Karen Palacios Jensen, CardioGolf.com. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Always look forward to talking to you.
I look forward to talking to you. LPGA Master Teaching Professional, Lead Instructor for Golf Channel, Golf Digest, Top 50 Best Golf Fitness Trainers. The only LPGA professional on the list on Facebook at Cardio Golf is where you'll find her, cardiogolf.com. Okay, we were talking about what to talk about, and it's been stressful. It's been very stressful for a lot of people in the golf industry, watching things that they never thought would happen, and just being kind of an insecure world about what's happening in our, you know, financial lives. I mean, watching the price of gas go up and the price of food go up and all the things that are happening as a result of things that are out of our control. And we had that for 2 years with COVID. So Karen Palacios Jensen, tell us, can practice help?
Absolutely. You know, on the golf course, as in life, we kind of use our full range of emotions, and it's really important to vary those emotions. If you're always in a stressed out state, you know, a lot of problems are going to develop. You're going to develop a disease, eating disorders, you know, I mean, stress is just not good. So you want to vary your stress levels. So sometimes when you go on the golf course, for some people, it's more stressful than when in real life because they want to play perfectly. So my recommendation to you is if you're stressed out, maybe it's time just to go to the golf course just to de-stress and not worry about your score. Maybe just the physical activity of swinging and hitting a ball can help de-stress from all these things that we're worried about.
Would you recommend walking a course?
Absolutely. Anything that you do with physical activity can help with your emotions. In fact, they've done studies for people that have sort of, it's called estate anxiety, where like just things that are happening in your life right now, you know, you might have some depression or anxiety. Like mild exercise can help those because that can help, you know, get your blood flowing and get those good hormones to your brain to make you feel better. Now, if you have some sort of like trait anxiety, then you need to see a professional. Exercise might not help that. But if, you know, if you're going in a down part of your life right now and you're stressed out, a little exercise can help boost your mood. Walking, swinging a golf club, doing cardio golf, any types of those things will help you get in a better mood.
So, you know, I've said cardio golf. You just said cardio golf. What is cardio golf for folks who've just tuned in?
So cardio golf is a program I developed to help golfers improve their golf game and fitness at the same time. So you've been living under a rock if you don't know that, you know, you need to have physical fitness in your life to maintain your health. So if you're a golfer, why not work on your golf swing at the same time? So I developed a program. It's a golf fitness program where you work on your strength, flexibility, cardio. That's why I call it cardio golf. And also your swing technique at the same time. I have an online subscription. You go on, you click on the Monday workout. I have a pre-round or pre-workout routine that I'll take you through to help loosen your muscles up. Then we'll do some strength or some cardio. And then I have what I call my groove, your swing workouts, where we work on the swing technique. And those are really helpful to people who don't get a chance to go play or practice that often. You can still maintain your golf and do it a little bit every day. And you were just talking to the gentleman before, and he was talking about how important it is to have a routine. In order to improve at something, you need to have a little consistent routine, and it's better to do something 5 or 10 minutes every day and work on your golf or your fitness than to wait until you have like 1 or 2 hours you know, at the end of the week, which never usually happens.
Yes, you're... I was thinking that when you said that, wait until you've got time. No, that, you know, I've waited and I'm still not with time. So, you know, you have a partner, I think, about putting power in your swing. Is that still happening, the golfgym.com?
Yes. So I've been working with golfgym.com, and we have a lot of different pieces of equipment that you can use, especially at home. And we have some power bands. You hook them to the door to your golf cart, and they have resistance, so you can get your resistance and your strength at the same time, which I think is really important, especially for golfers, because it's important to develop muscles, but you also want to maintain your flexibility at the same time. So I think you have some power bands, don't you, Daniel?
Yes, you sent them to me, yeah. And they're very, very good. Yes. Yes.
So, and I have a couple of, that are more golf specific. I have one called the Power Swing Trainer. If you go to cardiogolf.com and type in Power Swing Trainer, it's a little resistance band, and it has a molded grip. So, you know, you're putting your hands on the club correctly, and then you can attach it to the cart and you can do your backswing, your downswing. You can do a lot of stretches to help upper body and lower body flexibility. And these are things that you can have at home. You don't have to go to a gym or to a golf course to work on your swing a little bit every day so that when you do get around to going to the golf course, you know, you're primed and ready to go.
Wow. This is Karen Palacios Jensen. She's married to the Olympic gold medalist, Dan Jensen, and he uses her exercise program. what I'd like to ask you, there are some of us who can't run anymore. So your cardio golf, it doesn't require any, you know, real running, right?
Right. You know, so when I developed cardio golf a few years ago, I wanted to kind of come up with a name that had that related to fitness. So I came up with cardio. Everybody needs cardio, but that doesn't mean you need to be running. We're not running. We're doing low impact exercises that elevates the heart rate so that you can get a good endurance workout. So a lot of the exercises that I do, I use my slope, and I call it a slope because the fairways are slopes. So it's a little fitness step curved like a fairway. So you can put your feet up there and practice your uphill and downhill lies, but we can also do, for lack of a better term, step aerobics. So we do a lot of stepping, we do side steps, we do a lot of lunges, and it's all low impact, so you're not running.
That's fantastic. Wonderful.
But you're getting your heart rate and cardio.
Yes, exactly. So just the constant movement and having a purpose in the movement. Some people feel like, I'm just exercising, I'm not doing anything, nothing purposeful, and you give them purpose. Karen Palacios Jensen, cardiogolf.com, that's where you'll find her and a lot of information because it's all there. We've only touched the surface. Karen, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, and I hope to get to talk to you soon.
Yes, you will. You just have to tell me when you're available.
Okay. All right, Danielle.
Aloha.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye. We're coming back. Michael Patrick Shields on the road again. He's always on the road again. We'll be with him in just a couple of minutes. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Aloha Power Equipment has moved from Sand Island to Evilay. Their new superstore is open at 500 Alakava, located across from Home Depot's Evilay parking structure. Honda, Maruyama, Shindaiwa, Echo, Milwaukee, Steel, riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, blowers, they've got it all. Aloha. Waipahu and now Evilay.
Power Equipment.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home where the Grand Slam lives. Need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
And yay, Peter, you're the winner. You won two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay. Congratulations.
The golf club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
Michael Patrick Shields, travel guru extraordinaire, Michigan's Big Show, starring Michael Patrick Shields, travel writer. He's got columns in Gannett newspapers, GoWorldTravel.com, Forbes.com, and TravelTattler.org. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Aloha and hello from the Atlantic in Kennebunkport, just 80 miles north of Boston, where the U.S. Open will settle in this week at Brookline, and across the sea from the British Isles in London, where the LIV Live Tour is underway. What a spot where we are here today, and great to be talking to you in the islands.
I know. Are you nearby where Ken Raynor, PGA, lives? You collaborated with him on, I call him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life, with my friend George H.W. Bush.
Yep, I'm here for the George Bush Celebrity Golf Tournament, which will be Tuesday on Flag Day. And one of our featured guests will be Nancy Lopez, and the other one will be Andy North.
Wow.
Who won two U.S. Opens and became a television commentator. And so, you know, we're in the world of golf, and we're in the swim of it. And I just got here from Pittsburgh, where I went to a golf resort that was, it's not new, but it's new every day because they keep adding to it. And it was a real wild surprise. It was called the Nemacolin Woods Resort, about an hour and 20 minutes outside Pittsburgh. And so I'm hot-footing it around.
You certainly are. Okay, this is in Pennsylvania's Laurel Highlands?
Yes, not too far from where Arnold Palmer, of course, lived there in Latrobe. And Joe Hardy basically took it over. He's the guy who founded 84 Lumber. And he just kept adding to it and adding to it. And turns out he was a very, very eclectic sort of fellow. And so when you go there, it's kind of like, you know, Johnny Morris, who founded Bass Pro Shops and then created a huge resort in the Ozarks there. Bass, and it's kind of like Herb Kohler, another industrialist who invented, of course, the American Club and Whistling Straits and his resort. So it's the same model that Joe Hardy did here. He just really ramped it up into lots of activities other than the two Pete's golf courses. And that's where the real surprise comes in, because it's a super elegant place with thousands of pieces of artwork, and it's got an airstrip, and it's got a car museum, and it's got a natural area with lions and tigers and
bears.
Buffaloes.
Oh, my.
I mean, there's so much to do, and a Las Vegas-style swimming pool and zip lining and skiing, and it's just it's a very, very curious place, and it's the greatest place in the world if you ever have a rain day, because there's so much else to do in addition to the golf.
Well, there, from what I saw on their great website, I loved, you know, it opens with the fabulous food, and then there's a carousel that's just going around. It's just wonderful. So there are three options, depending on your taste. There's the Chateau. There's Falling Rock, inspired by Frank Lloyd Wright, no less. And there is the Lodge. There are also homes and estates on the property. But where did you stay?
The Lodge is the original, and that's where I stayed, and it's attached to the Chateau, which every single room in the Chateau has a Baccarat crystal chandelier in it. I'm not just talking about the public rooms. I'm talking about the guest rooms, too.
Wow.
So it's as if you've gone to Versailles, and then if you go in the Lodge, you feel like, you know, you're in someone's home, and like Mr. Hardy's home, and there's a big fireplace and a big oil painting of him, and boy, he looks happy, and he ought to be. and he's 99 years old now, and he was a big supporter of John Daly back in the day when the PGA Tour used to play here at Nemacolin Woods. And you know, they got along real well. There's a statue, a life-size statue of John Daly on one of the golf courses in front of a waterfall. So everywhere you go, there's visual stimulation and lots of interesting turns around every corner. Naturally, there's a spa and a holistic health center. And each of the guest rooms has features that you might not expect that are all based around health and healing. Like, you know, you get up very early your whole life for your television job and your radio job.
3 a.m.
They have, well, imagine an alarm clock where instead of a, it starts to get light little by little, and you hear bird sounds and you hear little natural sounds. And so they have lots of little touches like that. And at the Las Vegas-style swimming pool that they built, which is heated to 104, they have a sauna, okay? But it's not for you to go in. It's so that when you get a robe or towels when you come out of that pool, they're nice and warm for you.
Wow.
How thoughtful is that?
That is amazing. Next thing you know, you'll tell me there's like a Swedish ice pool.
Well, the next thing I'll tell you is that there was a wedding there, and supposedly 2 weeks ago on the property, they had to construct tents and all sorts of infrastructure, but the wedding singer for the grandson of Mr. Hardy was none other than Lady Gaga.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
I'd be still my beating heart. No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, it's a surprisingly vibrant, really super cool place. And if it's not on your map, you should put it on your map now, because there's so much to do there for every generation of your family that it's like a very tasteful, elegant Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, it's Pete and Alice Die Courses.
How dare I say something so chauvinistic like
no,
that?
It's just that she was so influential and worked with him closely. And I love the course names. There's Shepherd's Rock, which makes me feel like that's a real solid place. And then there's Mystic Rock, which is also a cool name, isn't it? There's a golf academy. And, of course, after a long day on the course, you'll want to go to Woodlands Spa and Salon. I could live there. So do people live there?
Actually, they do have some condos, and John Daly lived. There are always John Daly stories, aren't there?
Yes.
He was playing in an event, and apparently he'd just come back from some event. He was playing in Africa, and he'd been bitten by a spider. And he had a very bad reaction, and so he had to live and recuperate at Nemacolin until he was healthy again. And so Mr. Hardy came to know him and support him. And I don't know that you would equate John Daly necessarily with holistic healing and health very much.
Not much, no.
But I can give you a quick piece of gossip if you want. And this came from the Senior PGA Championship 2 weeks ago, which was in Southwest Michigan at Harbor Shores.
Okay.
And John Daly was in a foul mood when he got there because his RV had broken down in between Kansas and Michigan.
Wow.
You know, he doesn't fly. He drives in that RV. And so he was at the PGA Championship, and he was making his way to the Senior PGA Championship, and he was just fit to be tied. And I saw him briefly, but I didn't know this. When he played the second round, and mind you, this is a so-called major championship on the Champions Tour.
Right.
The weather was kind of junky in the morning, so he quit in the middle of the round and said, I'm not playing here. Remember, he rides in a cart, too, so how bad can it be? Fine enough that he said the weather's not for him, he's senior, whatever. But he then went to an event down the street where his sponsor, a vodka company, had a bunch of people over at Point of Woods and played the rest of the day with them instead and drank himself into a tizzy and showed up at the charity auction for his event that night, took the podium and was using the F word and just totally unplayable. And people were walking out and leaving. And so Big John didn't make too good of an impression in Southwest Michigan a couple weeks ago.
Oh my.
Or maybe he did, if you like that kind of thing, but you know.
No, what a shame. That is a shame.
Yeah.
back to the fabulous food and the carousel.
Yeah. For a place that is very healthy, you can find healthy meals, but you can also find extremely decadent, every kind of cuisine you could possibly want. So you get your steps in and have a good workout and enjoy Nemacolin. And, you know, it's Pittsburgh. It's you think of it as the Rust Belt, but this place is quite refined, but comfortable at the same time in a Midwest kind of a way.
You know, this is Michael Patrick Shields. He was producer for the legendary Detroit radio host, J.P. McCarthy, Radio Hall of Fame, of course, collaborator and author with Ben Wright. Unfortunately, he's not with us anymore. Arthur Hills, Larry King. And are we going to get together with you and Ken Rayner? Does he have time at some time in the future?
We sure can, if you like. He's chairman of this tournament this year, and 43 usually comes, George W. Bush, and visits with everyone. And so that'll be Tuesday. And if you want to connect with Ken and talk about his experiences with the 41st and 43rd president, he's also played with Bill Clinton and lots of others. He's been on boats with world leaders. And Kenny Bunkport here, I'd be happy to connect you. And in the meantime, the book that we wrote together is called I Call Him Mr. President.
Right on. Stories of golf, fishing, and life with my friend George H.W. Bush. Thank you for being on the show. I've just discovered a new part of the world that I want to go to. What am I going to do?
Are you going to be one of the broadcasters for the Saudi LIV tour? Because I don't know if they have a woman on there yet, and you mentioned Alice Dye and all that, so why not?
No. I don't want to be beholden.
As if.
Thank you for being on the show today, Michael Patrick. You're wonderful.
Mahalo. You're ohana.
Aloha. Okay. Alberto Genovesi. He's been waiting. He is Italy for Golf co-founder. Golf is my mission, is his statement. He'll be back with us right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
KORLYNI, Honolulu.
Would you put a beautiful new Rainer garage door on your home if you knew you would get all your money back in a few years?
Could I get the gorgeous aluminum and glass door?
Yes.
Could I get the hurricane rated door?
Certainly.
Could I even choose the brand new thin line door with a beautiful glass in each section?
Absolutely.
How can I get a door for free?
Statistically, every garage door recovers 95 to 100% of its purchase price when the homeowner sells the home. This means you can have a strong, quiet, beautiful Rainer door now and get every penny back when you sell.
Wow, I get to have the door today, and it's an investment that will pay me back when I sell the house.
Yes, and the best part is you get to enjoy it now.
Call Rainer now for your stunning new door. Visit HawaiiDoor.com or call 808-732-8860.
That's 808-732-8860, HawaiiDoor.com.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PJ and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
The 44th Ryder Cup matches will be held in Italy in autumn of 2023. That's just next year. At Marco Simone Golf and Country Club in Guidonia Montecelio near Rome. It's a 27-hole course in Guidonia, about 10 miles from the city center of Rome. Just 10 miles from the city center of Rome. Doesn't that make you want to go there? Well, Alberto Genovesi, Italy for Golf. Italy for Golf. That's where you go. Italyforgolf.com. Welcome into the clubhouse, Alberto.
Hello, Danielle. Nice to hear you again.
It's nice to hear you again. So, where do we fly into? We're booking for our trip from the United States to Rome, and it's 10 miles outside of Rome. What did you recommend?
Well, there are a lot of possibilities with direct flights from the United States to Italy. So not only to Rome, but it's possible also to fly directly to Milan, Malpensa, that is the international airport in Lombardy, or to Venice. These are the three main airports. Naturally, the second are in the north of Italy. But this could be a good idea because you could start a good trip around Italy. So you could not only be in Italy to see and be around the golf course where the Ryder Cup will be hosted, but you will have also the opportunity to visit Italy while you play your favorite sport. And naturally, when you arrive to Rome, is it possible to ride directly to the city center with the train? that goes from the airport to the city center of the city. And it's possible also, and we usually give this opportunity to have a private transfer to the center city of Rome. And also this kind of transfer is used to go from the hotel to directly to the Marco Simone golf course. That is more or less, as you said, 15, 20 minutes from the city center. So it's a really nice location for the golf course, because from the hills of the golf course, you can see also Rome. So it's incredible. You have to visit it, because it's really difficult to describe it by words.
I bet. But I can see that. If I think of Rome, and I think being far, you know, on a hilly area, and then looking at the city, it conjures up some beautiful images in my mind. Now, is Milan still the fashion capital of Italy?
Yeah. And when you're there are a lot of hotels of great qualities. And it's not necessary to book a high-end hotel, but you can find a medium average quality of a hotel that is quite right there. And especially also in the old town of Rome. So I think this is a good location, and it's really difficult to find location to stay outside Rome, because to be more they have more distances between the hotel and the golf course. So I think the best solution is in the middle of Rome, where you can find everything. So we have the famous fashion street that is Via Condotti, and you can see all the 1,000 years of history and the monuments that are out there. So, I'm difficult to take and speak about everything in Rome, because it's so big. There's a lot of history, and so it's difficult to describe everything.
Right.
You have to take it. Absolutely. It's a perfect destination, in my opinion, for the next Ryder Cup, because it could be a new experience for every golfer around the world, and only from the United States, to discover Italy in a different way. That is the golf way. And this is very important for us, for the Italian movement of golf.
Now, let me just go back to Milan. You know, what if I flew into Milan and I did some shopping, right? And that's why I was bringing up fashion. And go to Milan and buy some things, and then take the train from Milan to Rome, where I would park myself, right?
Yes, it's possible, because there is the high-speed train that more or less in 3 hours will take you from Milan to Rome. But also in Rome, you have a famous fashion district. Not only Milan. So everybody talks about Milan Fashion District because it's the most famous in the world. But also in Rome, you will find a lot of great places where you can buy fashion everywhere.
Oh, good. Okay, so we can go. I was just thinking of seeing the countryside. You know, if you're going to go to Italy, you should stop in more than one place. Although, you know, you could be in Rome for years and not learn everything there is about
That's correct. I think that, as I said before, this can be a good experience to visit Italy. If someone has never been here, to visit Italy, to see many other things outside Rome. There are many beautiful places on the hills, and also maybe visit Tuscany, because Florence is more or less 130 minutes from Rome by train. So from the city center of Rome, you can go to the city center of Florence in a day. So you can have a lot of possibilities there.
Right. What a good idea. Now, are things already getting booked out at this early date? Are people already getting in touch with you? This is Alberto Genovesi, Italy for Golf co-founder, and it's italyforgolf.com. So they are the people to go to tell you where you could, you know, in Italy, the best place for you to stay. They can help you with the price of every, you want mid-range, you want high-end, you want something more colloquial, so that you're like in in an Italian world. So you would travel, like the folks in Italy. We always like to do that, right? You find out, how do the folks in Hawaii, how do they travel? And people come here, where do you guys go? Where's the best place to get Hawaiian food? Or what's the most popular breakfast? And where do I get that? So that's why when you can get in touch with a travel group like Italy for Golf, they can help you make all those kinds of decisions. In addition to helping you with the tickets, can you help with the tickets for the Ryder Cup?
Yes, we have signed just 2 weeks ago an agreement with a very important company here in Italy that worked in the past with a Formula One tickets delivery. So it will be possible to have the tickets for the Ryder Cup.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful.
You can book them.
Yeah, you can do that. So you can really organize, and someone can call you up and say, or I guess they should actually not call you up. That could be an expensive phone call. they can go to www.italyforgolf.com, and you can they can say, this is what I'd kind of like to do. I've always wanted to see Tuscany. I've wanted to see Northern Italy, whatever the case may be. And my destination, of course, is to be in Rome for the Ryder Cup. And that is, by the way, September 30th to October 2nd, 2023. Excuse me. Yeah. Did I get the right dates?
Yes, it's correct. It's correct. And we can tailor-made everything. So if people is curious to know something more about Italy, I think this could be a good idea and a good moment and a good opportunity to visit Italy.
Yeah.
So we would like to show everything to all your customers and all to United States golfers.
Right. And it's actually the dates are Friday, September 29th. To Sunday, October 1st. Yes. Yes. So the year that it was going to be held, of course, they had to postpone because of COVID. And now, how are things in Italy post-COVID, if we can say that?
Yeah, the situation is quite good. Now everything is open. We do not have restrictions. So I hope that in the future, nothing could change. It could remain as now, because it was really difficult in the past. And also golf sources here in Italy have suffered a lot. It was just strange that it was the only one sport you could do during pandemic period. And the number of players here in Italy is not grown as in the other countries. So it's really strange, this. But we hope that the Ryder Cup event could help to grow the numbers of people that would like to start playing golf here.
Okay. Do you find that the golf is growing in Italy?
Not so much in this period. But we would like that to grow.
Yeah. Yeah, growing the game and getting people excited about it. But, you know, for golfers to discover Italy and be able to spend time on the really beautiful golf courses that I've seen as I've looked online to see what they're gorgeous. And this is the third Ryder Cup in Europe. It was Valderrama in Spain, Le Golf National in France, and now Marco Simone Golf and Country Club. And that's where the Ryder Cup will be held. Awesome talking with you, Alberto. Is there anything you'd like to mention that I haven't given you an opportunity to do?
Sorry?
Is there anything you'd like to add that I haven't given you a chance to talk about?
No, nothing else. And I thank you so much.
And as you say in your country, mahalo.
Yes. Yes, mahalo and aloha. We'll talk again.
I hope to see you in Italy and be in Rome and not only there. That would go together naturally.
That would be fun. That would be fun. Great to do the show from Rome for Ryder Cup. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a great opportunity. I hope that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning. this evening in, mm-hmm. in Rome. You're 12 hours ahead of us.
Yeah. Thank you so much, too.
Okay. Aloha. Bye. We've got some tea times for you. You know, there's a tea time at Poipu Bay, 8:40. It's a little close for that. There's an 8:40 and a 9:36 at, there's an 8:40, 11:10, and a 10:40. And I just want to do a shout out to the James Jika Group. They're out playing golf in the American Fidelity Group, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. On the Big Island, the Volcano Golf Club has an 8:40 and a 9:36, and we have rounds of golf at Volcano to give away. Not this week, but after we give away all of those wonderful Poipu Bay gift certificates for Father's Day. So we're going to do another pair next week. And then we're going to start giving away the Volcano Golf Club tickets. And, you know, haven't you always wanted to have a new hat? Yes, I'm going to tell you about our merch site. We have merch on our website now, and it is, of course, radiogolfclub.com. Just go to www.radiogolfclub.com, and you'll be able to see all of the fabulous things that are there, including hats and men's and women's and kids' wear, all kinds of great stuff. My computer won't open, so I can't actually give us all the information that I'm trying to do. It doesn't like my password all of a sudden. Have you ever noticed that computers take over the world, including your own life? We've got Turtle Bay, an 8:50. You've got to be really close. A 9:08, and there's an 11 o'clock. That's all at Turtle Bay today. Rojo Wine Country Club is a 9:26 and a 10:10. And HAIA at Makaha, they're having a tournament, and may you all hit the sweet spot. And then Maui Nui has a shotgun start for the Paulson Group. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. At Wailea on Maui, there's an 8:50 and a 10:10 on the gold. There's a 9:10 and a 10:20 and an 11 o'clock on the emerald. And there's a 9 o'clock and a 10:36 and an 11:30 on the blue course. So you're going to have a whole lot of fun whichever course you choose to play on, because it's going to be a great day today. It's going to be sunny on the leeward side of the islands, like the south shores, and it's going to be a little bit cloudier on the north and, north and east side. Windward, Oahu, Turtle Bay, up that side. You might even get a nice sprinkle, because it's going to be like 88 degrees today. The trade winds, fortunately, are with us as well. And today is King Kamehameha Day. And reminder, the parade is underway. First time, it's been 3 years since we've had a parade. The last 2 years had to be canceled. So they started at Iolani Palace, going down Ala Moana Boulevard into Waikiki, and as they travel down to Kapiolani Park and ending at Montserrat, they'll be closing down some of the streets as they make their way. And I wish I could see the horses and the regalia. They just look just so amazing, the way the horses are bedecked with lei. It's a wonderful sight to see. So if you can get out, enjoy that indeed. All right, we have just a few seconds left. I want to thank the gentleman who won today, Peter of IAEA. Thank you for calling in. We are going to have lots of prizes in addition to our merch site at radiogolfclub.com. That's all you got to do is go there and check it out. I wish I could get my computer to understand that I need to get in. Let's see. Oh, it's allowing me to go online. We're going to get into the radio golfclub.com. Mm-hmm. Yep. Here we are. And now it decides that it's not going to work too. We're just having one of those days. Oh, well. So anyway, we've got lots of goodies, and the beauty of our logo. This is merch logo. The beauty of our logo is that there are four different ones to choose from. Some of them are just really tasty, like a circle with the golf club in just the first letters, and it's all embroidered on whichever item you choose. Really nice. Really, really well done. So do check it out. And thank you for your mama. And if you want to listen to the show again, it's radiogolfclub.com. We'll see you next week. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.